Hi, everyone. Before we get into this episode, I just wanted to let you know that this story is now available as an illustrated ebook. Check it out on Amazon.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Stories Podcast. I'm your narrator, Kelsey Lee, and I have something very special for you. Last week, I got to meet the Tooth Fairy, and she let me have an exclusive interview. I suspect that most of you have heard of the Tooth Fairy. She's the magical being that comes into your homes when you lose a tooth and leaves you money under your pillow. I also suspect that many of you take this strange fairy for granted. I mean, if you really look at it, she has a very odd job, doesn't she? If your mother or father left all day to collect the teeth of strange children and paid for the privilege, you might think them a little crazy. Well, the Tooth Fairy isn't crazy. In fact, she has a very good reason for what she does. It's been a secret for a very long time, for reasons you'll soon learn. But I've finally been given special permission to spill the beans, or in this case, the teeth. So here and now, for the very first time, I bring you the secret origins of the Tooth Fairy. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful castle that floated high above the clouds, and it was truly a wonder to behold. Its towers stretched up and up and up on pure white pillars as slender and graceful as swan necks, and each tower bore a pointy roof, all different colors like a mixed-up forest of party hats. The castle had no doors, but all the windows were tall and wide. This is because the owners of the castles were fairies, and they hated closed doors and tight spaces. Instead, they would fly from room to room and floor to floor, flitting about their sparkling castle on wings so fine you could see right through them like frosted glass. At the peak of the highest tower, on a spire as thin as angel hair, lived the queen of the fairy castle. She was wise and fair, and she loved the sky more than anything. She was a nature fairy, and it was her job to make sure the clouds were all in their proper place. Every morning, she would fly from her tower and stir up the skies with her wand. If the land below looked too hot, she would spin up light, fluffy, shade-casting clouds like fat cones of cotton candy. If it looked too dry and thirsty, she would conjure up rain clouds in bright silvers and grays. If it was a particularly pleasant summer morning, she would take the day off and let the land be cloudless and bright. The queen was good at her job, and she hoped her three daughters would follow in her footsteps and become cloud fairies as well, ruling over their own lands in time. Her oldest daughter, Stratina, loved clouds and had a mastery that matched her mother's. She could create any kind of cloud, but her favorite were the rain types. She would make clouds that produced light pitter-patter rain, and clouds that made heavy thundering rain, and clouds that made rain so fine and light it felt as refreshing as a shower. Before long, the queen decided Stratina was ready for her own kingdom and moved her out to Seattle, where the young fairy built a beautiful castle of lightning-bright gold. The queen's middle daughter was named Nimbusa, and she had a particular fondness for all things snow. She would summon up great puffy snow clouds and then fly through the flakes, seeing how many she could catch on her tongue. She never quite got the hang of rain, but that didn't matter to the queen, as long as her daughter was happy. She packed up Nimbusa and moved her to the North Pole, where she built a stunning castle of ice and snow. The queen's youngest daughter was named Dentina, and she didn't like the clouds at all. She didn't like light clouds that made shade on a hot day. She didn't like big silver clouds swollen with rain, and she didn't like white puffy clouds full of snow. What Dentina liked were teeth. As you may have guessed, she had a little trouble fitting in with the rest of her family. While her sisters and mother were stirring up clouds and filling the skies, Dentina was telling her dolls to open wide and filling their cavities. While her sisters and mother were making it rain and snow and hail and sleet, Dentina was brushing her fairy teeth until they shone. Of course, fairies don't have to brush their teeth because they keep clean with magic, but Dentina brushed her teeth all the same. She was fascinated by dentistry, and she thought the fact that humans lost their baby teeth was just about the funniest thing she had ever heard. When her two older sisters had moved out, her mother came to her and said, "Dentina, it's about time you built a castle of your own. Tell me your favorite kind of cloud, and I will find you a suitable home." Dentina had been waiting for this day.
"Mother, I don't want to be a cloud fairy. I want to be a tooth fairy." A tooth fairy? Her mother said. Dentina, there's no such thing as a tooth fairy.
I know, said Dentina, too excited to contain herself. I'll be the very first and only one, and I'll watch over all the teeth, and I'll protect the children at the dentist, and I'll make sure they all come in white and clean, and... Dentina talked for a very long time, and in the end, her queen mother relented. She wanted her daughters to follow in her footsteps, true, but more than that, she wanted them to be happy. So Dentina moved to the skies above Chicago, the headquarters of all dentists, and began to build her castle in the clouds. She knew that she wanted it to be as tall as the queen's, and as bright as Stratina's, and as shiny as Nimbusa's, and she knew exactly what she wanted it to be made out of. Teeth. The only problem was, getting enough teeth to build a castle was harder than Dentina thought. You see, back then, no one put their baby teeth under their pillow. They just threw them in the garbage or buried them in the dirt. So every night, Dentina would fly down from the clouds on shimmering wings, the very picture of beauty and elegance, and jam herself right into the nearest dumpster. She found the very best dumpsters were near dentist's office, but schools and daycares were also good spots to check. She would root around through the tissues and diapers and rags and old food until she found a tooth, which would make her exclaim, "Aha!" with delight, and slip it into her pink silk bag. At the end of every night, she would be dirty and stinky and covered with bits of trash, but her teeth collection was growing, and soon she had enough to build a small bedroom. It wasn't a castle, but it was a start. During the days, she would use her fairy magic to make herself invisible, and she would visit the human dentists at work. She would marvel over their strange tools and funny machines, and she would keep an extra special eye on all the kids to make sure they were always safe. She loved her work, but when her mother came to visit, she wasn't so happy. "Dentina!" she yelled when she saw her daughter coming back from a particularly dirty daycare dumpster covered in old diapers. "Have you been digging through human garbage and stealing teeth?" "Well," Dentina said, digging her dirty toe into the clouds at her feet. "Maybe just a little." "That is unacceptable. No daughter of mine will be a common thief. If you insist on this ridiculous tooth fairy nonsense, then you'll go about it like a proper princess and not some dumpster-diving delinquent. You must pay for the teeth that you take from this day forth." "But, Mom, where will I get the money? And how will I find the humans who have lost the teeth in the first place?"
"Leave the humans to me. And as far as the money, that is for you to figure out." So the queen flew away to sort out the human teeth problem and left Dentina to think, and think, and think. She thought all night, and when her mother returned the next morning, she had a solution.
"Well, Dentina, have you figured out a way to make money?"
"I have."
"And what is it?"
"Well, I've been watching all the dentists work and keeping all the kids safe, and I think I have a pretty good handle on this whole tooth thing. I know fairies all have perfect teeth, but not all magical creatures are as lucky as us, are they? I mean, I've seen some unicorns with crooked molars, and I've seen some gnomes whose mouths look like rusted train tracks."
"That is true," conceded the queen. "Very well. You may fix the teeth of all magical creatures. It's a noble enough job, even if it isn't making clouds."
"But how will I get the teeth to build my castle?"
"I've sorted that out for you, my dear.
I've gone to see my good friend Cambolina, the fairy in charge of myths and legends. From this day forward, humans will know that if they place a baby tooth under their pillow, they will wake up to find money in its place. Now, you must never miss a night, because if you forget, the humans may stop believing, and you'll be back to rooting through dumpsters."
"Oh, Mother, thank you! I'll never miss a night, I promise!"
And so it went. Dentina performed perfect dentistry on unicorns and gnomes and goblins and leprechauns and all manner of magic folk during the day, and took her money to Earth at night, spreading it to all the sleeping children with teeth under their pillows, and she is still at it today. And that's the story of the Tooth Fairy. Maybe you can see now why she kept it a secret for so long. After all, there's nothing very fairy-like about digging through dumpsters and stealing teeth. But now she has found her way.
And since she's using the teeth to build her castle, she pays more for strong, healthy teeth. So you must make sure to brush your teeth every morning and every night so her castle will be as tall as her mother's and as bright and shiny as her sister's. The end. Thanks for listening, everyone. This week's episode was written by Daniel Hines. It was inspired by his daughter, Gracie, who was recently decided to be a fairy dentist. This episode was produced by Jake Letizia, who also dreams of one day being a fairy dentist. I'm your narrator, Kelsey Lee. Thanks again for tuning in. It's the support from listeners like you that help us to continue to create free family-friendly content. If you haven't done so already, please consider subscribing, either on iTunes or through the podcast app on your phone. Have a magical day!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.